There's news this week that one of your long, staunch opponents has been removed from Nunaamta Lukkastai, supposedly to work for a Pebble advisory group. Is there anything you can talk about with us yet?
Well, I have a couple things I can say. We're very interested in putting together a Pebble Advisory Council to help us think about what kind of project we should go forward with, and even more importantly, if we go forward with one, how we ought to make sure that it is received well in the region. What do we need to do? Should we really talk about delivering electricity to the region? What can we do with the fishing community? What can we do in terms of revenue sharing with the residents there? What can we do in terms of employment, contracting commitments? And so all of that, we want to pull together some folks from Alaska and from the rest of the country that have been maybe skeptical about the project, maybe been adversaries, some that have maybe been supportive, but a fair group that can advise me as we move forward. I really am eager to get this advisory council established, but I'm not prepared to talk about any individuals that may be on it at this point, but hope that I can in another week or so.
All right. We'll follow up in that week or so. It sounds like it certainly will be interesting to people. Thursday became an important date in the saga of Pebble v. EPA because of an imposed stay on the EPA's efforts that was set to lapse. Can you update us on what has occurred at this point, legally speaking?
So we began negotiations with the government. Actually, we'd been negotiating for a while, but they became fairly intense 45 days ago when we requested the court to extend a stay that was in place at the time for 45 days because we thought we'd be able to reach some kind of settlement, some kind of resolution that would allow us to go into what we call normalized permitting, file a permit application and have the Corps of Engineers do an environmental impact statement and so forth. And today was the expiration of that 45 days, and we're not quite there. So we've requested another week, and I'm quite optimistic that within that week we're going to be able to deliver a resolution. And I want to emphasize that, you know, all the resolution allows us to do is to go into permitting. So we'll prepare a permit application and file it, and everyone will have an opportunity to look at the project we're proposing, which, by the way, I think will be dramatically different from what most people think we have been talking about proposing in the past, and I think that we're going to get this opportunity here within the next week. I think we'll resolve this and work it out and file a motion with the court that will dismiss all of our litigation and let us just focus on going into permitting like every other company has been able to do in the 40-something year history of the Clean Water Act.
What do you think that will result in the work EPA did for 6 or 7 years that culminated in the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment and those proposed wastewater dredge and fill restrictions?
Well, you know, we've always thought that the Obama administration, EPA, engaged in an effort to decide they wanted to kill our project and to manipulate the process in order to make that happen. I think the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment was a document that's not worth the paper that it's printed on. Its scientific value is zero. And I think that as we move forward, we're going to file a specific application for a permit with a very well-defined project, dramatically different from anything that EPA looked at in the BBWA. We'll have an environmental impact statement with every expert in the country that wants to comment being able to do so. And out of that, we'll see whether we get a permit or not. We think we will. But I think that the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment was a joke. And I think that's what the court would have found if we continued our litigation. But I think the new administration has decided that you should only initiate a veto process when you have a full record, a full environmental impact statement in front of you, which has been the case in every single other situation throughout the entire history of the statute. This is the only time that EPA has ever decided to do a veto without even having a permit application, a mine plan in front of it. And it's absurd. And so what we're going to do is just go into normalized permitting. We got a long way to go. We got a lot of people to convince that this makes sense, but we're ready to start that process.
There's a lot of folks who think that those promises have been made to submit a permit and a plan many times in the past that weren't met. Are you committed to say that this could happen in a time frame of this year?
So, you know, to those folks who've said that, I have to say to them, you're right. You know, we've said this before. And market conditions, investment realities, price of metals have caused us to have to reconsider that. And, you know, who knows whether that might happen again. But I'll tell you this, I'm driving my team daily to get ready to file a permit application this year. And I'm going to start within the next few weeks talking about the specific mine plan that we have in mind, and people will get a chance to decide whether that makes sense or not.
Sounds like we'll have things to talk about here in the near future again with you. Tom Collier is the CEO of Pebble Mine, joining us by phone from what sounds like a windy sidewalk in the nation's capital. Thank you for the time this afternoon.